A word of warning. What follows includes harrowing testimony and graphic descriptions of human rights violations.
As Joma Masilla detailed the most brutal killings, the people who filled the Amnesty Hall were silent, unlike when advocate Quibus Booyens questioned Amnesty applicant Major Geert Lotz. Zola Ntutu and Darren Taylor highlight how Joma Masilla played to the crowd.
And hulle het 'n redelike voorsprong by ons gehad.
Mr. Chairman, I must object at swear words from the floor being directed at the witness. As far as I know, there's a section in the Act that provides that this proceedings should be conducted in the same way as court proceedings. It is not easy to testify about things like this, even more so if people...
When Mama Sela's fellow Askari Pete Mukhwai testifies about killing Kakauli Godolozi, there's another uproar. Godolozi's mother, Benedicta, becomes hysterical. The audience hurls abuse at only the white killers. "You dog," they shout. "Nivot, you dog."
Mr. Godolozi came screaming loudly.
Pit Mukhwai,
saying that he was not prepared to say anything. He was still handcuffed, his face was still covered.
Maybe we should adjourn for a few minutes.
But no one hurls abuse at Joma Masilla, even though he goes into horrific details of killings in which he's been involved. Everyone's quiet, almost in awe of the man who seems to have some kind of power over them. Surely they must hate him for what he's done, for betraying the cause and killing his own people. But it seems they don't. Mamasela, unlike other police killers, constantly makes eye contact with the audience. He appears fearless compared to other amnesty applicants who sweat, shift uncomfortably in their chairs, and even choke on their words. Mamasela, says one of the lawyers, laughs a lot.
If I was laughing, this commission could have heard me laughing. So he's just angry with himself. I told him he'll make himself sick.
So you do not agree that you...
No, I didn't laugh. I didn't laugh at all. And now he is the one who is laughing, Mr. Chairman.
Joma Masilla smiles at the lawyers who grill him. He smiles at the people in the front row on the floor below the stage, while the advocate of his former commanders cross-examines him.
Rulof du Plessis.
So these people are your people?
They are my folks. They are black people.
And you think they like you?
I don't think so. I know they like me.
Yes, you can hear they say yes, yes, yes.
Yes, they can stand up. Those who like Mama Sela, stand up. They can stand up.
But no one stands up to show that they're on Mama Sela's side. Their support for him is more than evident.
I'm a militarist. I'm a well-trained intelligence officer trained by the African National Congress. It is my duty to safer and to save full data. I was trained, that was my specialty in the ANC, to safer and save full data.
Joma Masilla seems to be telling the audience, "Look at me, I killed your people, but I am black like you. I too was a victim of apartheid. The white police also tortured me."
I will never forget that. No victim can ever forget the torture that he's received from the police.
If you were black, you'll understand what I mean. The torture and the constant fear of being killed.